We got all kinds of fun people coming in today. Brent Yule, the head coach of the Raiders football team, will be on. We'll also hear from Nathan Amundson and his interview with A.J. Reister as he participates in a state cross-country meet today that's going on. And A.J. will be live from there later on this day, and then he'll have the Raiders scoreboard. But first, our guests this morning, Charlie Monahan and Josh Voigt, Raiders football players. Charlie is a junior running back and linebacker. Josh, a senior wide receiver and defensive back. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we doing?
Very good. Thank you for having us here.
We're doing very good this morning.
Josh is coming in here, and he came in a little bit limping, so to speak. He was he's got crutches on and everything. What's going on, man?
Yeah, it was against Fairwell, our last game of the regular season. I tore a ligament, I believe, in the first quarter, so it was a little rough to kind of end my season on that, but it was a good year altogether, I feel like. So
awesome. Charlie, you're a junior this year.
Yeah.
Okay, junior. So how do you assess, you know, how you did this year and, you know, over the past couple of years?
So I actually started off end of freshman year, started playing defense. Some guys got hurt, so I got pulled up to varsity. And then sophomore year, I played pretty much just offense, and now I'm just back to offense, so moving around, but
you're not going both sides of the ball?
No.
Nope?
Nope. Just offense, pretty much.
What do you think, next year, maybe, or no?
Next year, I mean, I'll play wherever I want, or wherever they want me to play. But I like offense more than I like defense, so I'm happy where I am.
So, Josh, you're a senior this year, so this is your last hurrah, if you will. The team, unfortunately, got beat, so the season is officially over. Is there anybody in particular that you're going to be rooting for going forward in the state?
I think I'll continue to kind of root for Mankato West. They've been really on a tear recently. They've been just shutting complete offenses down. I know they played last night, and they hold Chaska to 0 points. So they're doing really good, and I just feel like I can keep rooting for them. They're a really good team, so yeah.
How about you, Charlie? Anybody you want to see win?
Yeah, I want to see
or
Mankato
lose
West.
For that matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of want Owatonna to lose.
Yeah.
No hurt feelings.
The dreadful Owatonna. Yeah.
But they're a good team. I'll give that to them. But I want to see Mankato West go far. They're fun to watch.
So over the past couple of years, it's been kind of crazy. We all know that. You know, life was turned upside down. This year, we actually kind of, I don't know, maybe it was kind of normal, maybe not. Still had some probably restrictions and stuff like that. But Josh, how'd you feel that just overall, was there anything significantly different this year than it has been the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's just been a little bit different, not too much, kind of getting back to normal, like you said, but I just feel like the program can really succeed more when we can go fully back to normal, I guess. So I guess once we get there, that's just going to be a really big upgrade for the team.
Charlie, this is the first year for head coach Brent Yule. What do you think that he brought to the table, or what did he do, or how do you feel, what did he bring that made this year a little bit different?
I think one thing stands out more than the rest, and it's what he preaches every single day, is the energy. And if he catches someone with less energy, he'll kind of call them out, which I love about him. And he just brings this energy to the table that I actually asked him about, like, how he has so much energy, because I kind of want to have that too, but I don't always. But yeah, he just brought the team to another level, and every single practice was just amazing.
So when you guys suffered a loss or something like that, What did he say? What did he do? Or how did he reflect on that, you know, got you guys back up and running?
He always had his model, which was pound the stone, which I think, I don't know if you've heard him talk about, but it's like a stone cutter's creed or something, to keep hitting a stone, because it's not the 99 times that you hit it before, it's the 100th time that you hit it that it finally breaks. So usually he preaches that, and that really just kind of lifts our spirits and lets us know that we got more chances to prove ourselves.
What happens at the end of the game when you lose? You go back in the locker room. What happens? What's the vibe back there? What's going on?
Well, I mean, given the COVID situation, we usually still do the thing out on the field, because locker room is still kind of inside stuff. But after the games, he tells us, you know, like the good points of the games, bad points of the games, what we have to improve, what we did well, and kind of just follows up the rest of the week. It doesn't kind of give it all at once, because after a loss, you know, we're kind of heads down, but he says keep our heads up, tells the energy to keep going, and always makes us feel better. So
how about after a win? What goes on?
There's a lot of hoot and hollering. I know at that first Austin game this year, that was a really big win for us. So It's just a lot of that stuff, a lot of him telling us good job, a lot of hard work got put into that throughout the week, and just continue doing it the next week when we practiced.
And then does he bring it back down to a certain level, or, you know, is like he lets you, does he let you just get it out?
Most of the time, yeah, he just lets us get it out, at least on the bus ride back and in the locker room after a win. But usually he'll try to at least keep that momentum and energy into the next practice when we have that, either the day after or the starting Monday. He'd always try to keep that energy up.
You both played under Bubba. What did you notice anything different, Charlie, with, you know, maybe practice or something like that?
Yeah, practice has changed a little bit. I mean, new coaches were brought to the whole coaching staff, so a few different, like, drills, I guess. But Ewell was coached under Bubba, so he implemented some of the things that he learned from Bubba, which I liked. But he brought some things like, you know, we were broken into these teams. What were they called?
Unit.
Yeah, unit. So, like, he would choose players from each grade to be leaders, and they'd have their own groups, and we'd do team challenges and practices just to kind of bond and bring the team closer together. So they'd have a point system and reward system. So we played different games.
What kind of games?
Cards? I mean, no, not, it all had something to do with football. You know, like, yeah, we try to see how many teams could kick a certain amount of field goals, and none of us are kickers. So, right. Like, the kicker was a soccer player. So, the winner of that would get a pizza party or something. So, yeah, it's
nice.
Yeah.
So, is there any drills or anything or weird that Brent brought to the table this year that you're like, you hated? You know what I mean?
Like, nothing too crazy, yeah, but there's just a lot of moving around, which I actually liked more. Just getting moving and going to different things and doing a lot of different stations is really nice.
So what are you going to do next year?
I'm going into the military, so I'll be heading off to basic on June coming up here.
Oh, right going out fast. Of high school. You're heading right in. Where are you going?
I'm going to Fort Benning, and then when I come back, I'm going to be stationed up in Hibbing for the National Guard.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been to Hibbing?
No, I have not been to Hibbing.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's, you want to talk about cold. It's cold. Mm-hmm. Man, that's crazy. Charlie, of course, you're a junior. You're going to be back here next year.
Yep.
So you play any other sports throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah, basketball and baseball.
Okay. So you're going to be busy all the way through the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But Josh, you just football and you're done. And
yep, football and that's it.
So did you load up on your classes or are you going to slough the whole year?
I have my second semester at least loaded up right now, but I might drop a few to see if I can just coach the guys the rest of the way, but we'll see how I feel.
Right?
Yep.
How long is it? What's going on with the ankle? A little ACL or what is that?
I tore a ligament in my foot, so I have to be off it for about 6 weeks. So about Christmas time, I'll be finally able to walk on it. Then I think I'm out of a boot by like mid-January sometime. So
what do you do to keep busy? Just hobble around or what?
Yeah, I just kind of hobble around. I got to watch a lot of TV, I guess. So
nice. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming into the program today. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Good luck to you guys going on into the future. Anything you want to say to anybody out there that, you know, maybe on the team or anything like that, or just anything in particular, Josh?
I guess just juniors and sophomores and freshmen coming up to keep working hard and keep trusting the coaches.
Charlie, how about you?
I just think for any kid who's listening or any parents who have kids, just join football. You won't regret it. Even if it doesn't sound like fun, you'll have fun. Even if,
I know there's been a lot of concern over, you know, concussion protocols and different stuff like that. Is there anything that was implemented in the program for concussion protocol at all?
I actually have a concussion right now.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
No wonder you sound so crazy. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I walk around concussed, so there you have it.
Yeah.
So but, you did take a little hit, huh?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What does that all involve?
So it was 2 weeks ago, our first playoff game against Austin, and it's all kind of based on how I respond to it. I was knocked out for a few minutes, but I got back up and lights don't hurt my eyes, reading doesn't hurt my eyes. I unfortunately couldn't play the rest of the season, but, you know, all things considered, I'm happy to be where I'm at.
Right. Is that the first time you experienced something like that?
That I know of, yeah.
That you know of. Okay, well, good. Let's not do that anymore. All right, yeah. Guys, thanks so much for coming into the program. We're going to talk to your coach coming up here in a couple of minutes as well. So good luck to you and next year in the Raiders. Good luck to you in the future. Thank you for your service.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. Thank all right, it is 12 after 10 on KYMN. We got more sports coming up for you right here on 95.1 The One.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. So what do you get when you combine Southern Minnesota's most experienced LASIK surgeon with Southern Minnesota's newest, most advanced laser center? At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, we have the Alcon Allegretto laser featuring the latest wavefront technology, the Contura. Combine that with my experience, you get peace of mind. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners insurance to our area. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. For homeowners...
Hello.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. So the boys are done. They're out the door, and I got a couple minutes here, and we'll bring it right back to you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Successful in selling your current home or finding the home that's right for you. Professional Pride Realty is dedicated to providing a more personalized service while educating buyers and sellers on today's ever-changing market. Professional Pride Realty, providing you with good information to make good decisions.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
Good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning. Yeah, it's the 6th of November and we're going to have 67 degrees and sunshine today. What a great day for the state cross-country meet going on at St. Olaf today. AJ Reister will join us. Hopefully, we'll get AJ on the phone here in a little bit and he'll get us up to date on what's going on out there at St. Olaf at 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. Sunshine and 67 tonight, cooling off to around 44 tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine again, a high of 65. Tomorrow night, a low of 43, and Monday, sunny skies and a high around 58. As the week goes along, probably Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to see a little bit of precipitation and a possible chance of some light flurries. That's right, a little snow in the forecast. We'll keep you posted on that. But first, let's get up to date what's going on with head coach from the Northfield Raiders, Brent Yule. Brent, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, man, it couldn't be better. 67 for a high today. It's going to be awesome. So count our blessings. So speaking of counting our blessings, the season is over. Brent Yule, you have now gotten through your first year as head coach. How do you feel?
Pretty good. It was a great experience. I loved it. And, you know, I felt like our kids really responded. But we got such a good group of kids. It was really enjoyable, and I had a lot of fun this year for sure. So,
did you learn anything about yourself this year that maybe I don't know, maybe you weren't prepared for, or you know, throughout the year or something like that? That maybe you know figured some things out.
I don't know if I learned anything about myself as much as just I'm just thankful that I have so many good people around me, whether it's in. At home with my family, or you know, assistant coaches, the school administration, parents. I've had a lot of support, and I'm very thankful for that. So they definitely made the first year a lot more, a lot better, I guess, than maybe what some other people have it. So I'm just thankful to be in Northfield.
So when you look back, do you take a look back now that you've had, you know, you haven't had a lot of days off, but do you look back at all and you know, maybe you do it week to week. Do you take a look back and say, okay, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, you know, kind of you know, scenarios?
Oh, every day, yeah. You know, there's a lot of things I think that will change and we'll tweak to make better. And I think we have a pretty good foundation for where we started. You know, I talked with our coaches and our players and just reminded them about just how far we came this year, you know, early in the summer. installing a new offense and you know, not having everything down and kind of working through it. And I was just proud of everybody and how we worked together and really improved throughout the year. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll continue to do that. And we'll definitely strive to tweak things and to make things better as we go and be more prepared as we go and, you know, just keep the kids going. So
is there anything that you're looking to next year already and just saying, we definitely got to do this or this, or we need to trip this up or change this or do something?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of little things and, you know, just being more detailed and, again, just continuing to get better in all facets with our program and getting the kids to buy in and continue to work in the off season with weight room's a big one. And we've got a pretty good jump on that. And, you know, I know our kids will buy into it and they're like I said, we got a good group of kids, hard workers. And, you know, I think we'll be improved. So.
Josh and Charlie were just in here earlier, and they did say that they really embraced the energy that you brought and keeping them up when they lost and letting them celebrate when they won and just kind of, you know, just keeping that energy going. And they really appreciated that. So that's a testament to your leadership, I believe. And, you know, they were really happy to have played under you and really enjoyed the season. How do you look at you've been around here, just this is your first year head coach, but you've been coaching here for several years. And so the last couple of years have been crazy, up and down, late starts, cancellations, all kinds of goofy stuff going on with the COVID and everything like that. Today, or this year, at least you started on time. Things were, you know, coming back a little bit. But overall, over the past couple of years, as you reflect, what made this year a little, maybe even a little more special?
You know, I think it's every year, it's just kind of about the kids, you know, the group, you heard them talk. I mean, two really good kids, right? I mean, they're, you know, I think they represent our program really well and the kind of kids that we have in Northfield, kind of kids we have in our program. And, you know, I think, you know, some of the things just every day, those kids, they deserve my best and our coaching staff's best. And we talk about that all the time. You know, a common phrase I use is that, you know, your teammates deserve your best every single day. And it's not about each individual person or me or a single individual assistant coach, but it's about our team. And it's about the fact that, you know, the person next to you deserves your best every single day. And, you know, I think our kids have really, really taken to that as well. And it doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, we're going to continue to work on it and preach about being good teammates and being good to each other. And when we play for each other and you know, be a family, good things will happen.
What do you do now? I mean, are you don't coach anything else in the rest of the year. So do you spend the next couple of months chilling out, kicking the feet up, enjoying the family, or do you get back to, I don't know, doing some studying and, you know, figuring out defensive plays or what do you do?
A little bit of everything. Definitely enjoy the family. I know I've mentioned down here before, I got three little kids and an awesome supportive wife. And so, we definitely enjoy our time together, but I actually coach wrestling as well, which is starting up here in a couple of weeks. And, so I will do that. And I'll also be, you know, it's a year round deal and continue to, look at ways I can improve, my coaching ability and, my leadership style and my leadership ability and just continue to get better every single day.
How's our wrestling team look like this year?
I think we could be pretty good. You know, we got to focus on the little things, right? Same thing I preach with the football team. We got to be detail oriented and look to continue to get better every single day and not be satisfied with where we are. And, you know, Jeff Stobbs is the head wrestling coach. He does a great job with the kids and, you know, we got a really good group of people, in that program as well. So
are they practicing already or are they just kind of getting ready?
I think we start the 22nd I believe the start date. So we got a couple weeks yet and, Jeff's working hard at doing camps and for our youth program, getting them involved and promoting our program. And he does a really good job with that and getting kids to buy in. And you know, as far as the football program goes, we really encourage our one thing. And one thing I've taken, you know, Bubba did a great job of this too, is just preaching, go play another sport, always be playing another sport. It really helps with your athleticism and just being a competitor, which definitely shows on the football field. And we got a lot of kids who, a lot of kids who play winter sports. I think I went through our numbers and I think we only have like something around 10 kids who don't play a winter sport, which is great. You know, we really preach that, and it's good for our program, and it's good for athletics in Northfield, and the kids get a great opportunity and learn so many life lessons and life skills from high school athletics, which is really what it's all about. So,
outside of the record, I mean, how do you grade? Do you put a grade on this year, or how do you look at that?
I don't put a grade on it. I think we did a good job, and we definitely have a lot of room for improvement. And you know, the head football coach, I got to look at the ways we can improve and continue to build the relationships with our kids and stay positive with them and get them to believe in each other and play for each other and you know, continue to prepare like we're in season right now. And I know our kids will do that. Our kids are so resilient. They have been, and they have to be. It's kind of what life has thrown at them the last couple of years with COVID. And, I think that sometimes can get very underappreciated, I think, sometimes with kids. They've been through a lot, and our kids have embodied the pound the stone mentality, and that, you know, we don't know exactly what the next day is going to bring sometimes, especially the last couple of years with COVID. And we just got to be able to continue to work and put our nose to the grindstone and, do the right things, and we'll figure it out from there. So,
awesome. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking all the time you did this year to join the program and keep the community enlightened as to what's going on with the program. And like I said, when you've got young men like Josh and Charlie that, look up to you and respect you and appreciate what you bring to the table, again, a huge testament to your leadership. And, good luck to you, the entire coaching staff, and, of course, to all the players and teams, and good luck to the wrestling team as well as you continue on through the year. So thanks for bringing us a great season.
Thanks, I appreciate it. I want to wish Nathan and Callie good luck today at the state cross country meet. I know they'll do great.
Absolutely, and we'll have more coming up with Nathan along with AJ Reister live from the St. Olaf campus for the state high school cross country meet. All that and more coming up right here on KYMN.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money, especially before the holidays. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience is necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Are you tired of paying ATM fees? This is Sue White from Community Resource Bank. We think you should be able to get access to your money without a fee. That's why we offer surcharge-free ATMs through the MoneyPass network. MoneyPass has thousands of ATMs coast to coast that allow you to withdraw money without a fee. Just look for the MoneyPass logo and use your existing Community Resource Bank ATM or debit card. You can download the MoneyPass app or go to www.moneypass.com to find the closest ATMs. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done. And with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
Good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap. 27 after 10 on KYMN. Jimmy LaRue with you this morning. Don't forget about the Northfield Rotary Turkey Trot 2021. It's a 5K run walk. Perfect for me. Thanksgiving Day, 9 o'clock in the morning, Carleton College White Center. You can register online at northfieldrotary.org. That's northfieldrotary.org for the Northfield Rotary Turkey Trot 2021. Beautiful, beautiful day today. We're going to have just plenty of sunshine and 67. Unbelievable for the sixth day of November. We will have an interview coming up with A.J. Reister, along with Nathan Amundsen, who Nathan is actually probably sitting up at St. Olaf right now. And this was obviously a pre-taped interview with A.J. because Nathan is up on the hill in St. Olaf College, and he will be participating in the state run and state meet today. So good luck to him and Haley and everyone that is participating today. Looks like sunshine 67 tonight, mostly clear, a low around 44. Tomorrow, sunshine again, a high of 65. Light winds, too, so not like yesterday where it's blowing things everywhere. Tomorrow night looks like mostly clear skies, a low again of around 43. And then for Monday, a high near 58. Little cloudiness on Monday night, cooling off to around 38. And your extended forecast Tuesday looks like sunshine throughout the rest of the day and a high of around 55, cooling off to 36 at night. Wednesday is a 30% chance of some rain in the afternoon, mostly cloudy and a high of 53. And then for Wednesday night, rain is likely, mostly in the evening, cloudy skies, cooling off to around 38%. And then for Veterans Day, November 11th, it'll be rain likely, mostly cloudy, and a high of around 47. Then at night, in comes the dreaded four-letter word. Thursday night, a chance of some rain and snow mix, cloudy with a low of 29. And then Friday, rain and snow, mostly cloudy, a high of 37, about a 30% chance of rain and or snow on Friday. But hey, let's not look that far into the future. Let's look into today. Sunshine and 67 for the high. We're almost there already. Fantastic. And it is National Get Outside and Play Day today. So why don't you get on out there? Well, hold on, wait. Before you go, let's talk to A.J. Reister and see what he has to say with Nathan Amundsen on this week's Meet the Raider. A.J., what you got to say?
Good morning, Northfield Raiders, and welcome back to Raider Rep. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, here along with cross-country all-star Nathan Amundsen. Nathan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, yeah. I mean, we got state this weekend, grinding for it, you know. Just getting a couple last practices in, making sure the legs are feeling good, and just getting ready.
Yeah, we'll get to the state in a little bit, but let's start with some get-to-know-you questions off the bat. How's school been going for you so far?
Oh, it's great. I mean, especially not having a full COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, I don't know, just fun. It's great to get back into the old routines and being able to see friends again and just having fun. I mean, it's just been a great year.
What kind of classes are you taking as a junior this year?
Well, you know, we got the standard ones like math, science, chemistry, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But on the side, taking a symphony orchestra. I'm also doing computer programming. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
And then AP Spanish as well.
Ooh, I bet that AP Spanish class is fun. A lot of homework, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I took that class last year. I got a 3 on it, so I just barely passed.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be questionable this year for me, bro.
No, you got it. You got it. At least this year, you don't have to start off online with that like I did.
Oh, that's
true. The first semester was all online for me. What other sports are you in?
Oh, well, I'm in Nordic, which is about to start in a couple weeks. Really excited for that. And then track as well in the summer.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Track. Nathan, you are a junior. Mm-hmm. Next year is your senior year, and then after that is college. Have you thought about college at all yet, or is that you wait until next year to try and do all that stuff like me?
Well, unlike you, Adam, we've been doing campus tours all throughout the summer. Went to 5 different places around Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, all around there. Been looking at D1, D2, some D3s. And I'm really looking for maybe a lower D1 or a D2 college. Maybe I'll go D3. Just it really is depending on what I want to major in, just choosing a college, basing that around my education, because education always comes first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Running is life, but there's more.
there's a little bit that can also get you elsewhere.
That's true. Yeah, doing a bunch of the recruiting stuff, filling out the recruiting forms, emailing coaches, all that.
fun.
All that jazz.
Fun stuff, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Now we'll get into some of the cross-country questions. Obviously, you qualified for state.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, last week already? Was the section meet?
Yeah, it felt something like ages ago.
I know, it feels like weeks ago, but it was literally just last Thursday. Qualified, took 13th. 1656, right?
Yes, it is.
1656. Now you're preparing for the state meet this weekend. What were your feelings after the section meet?
I started to feel things about 20 minutes after I tried not to pass out. I was being supported by two of my friends just trying to stay standing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was kind of just out of it for that good 30-minute chunk. And then afterwards, when Coach Smith came running over screaming in celebration, you qualified, you made it.
Yes.
And it was great. It was very cold and rainy, so mm-hmm. It was a good upbeat turn of events on that. Yeah. I remember just celebrating with like Coach Nicole and Coach Craig right after, and Craig says, "You really need to stop cutting it too close." I mean, last 2 years I've taken the very last state qualifying spot, so going underdog.
Yes, sir. And obviously, this week you said you've had some practices kind of leading up to the state meet. What kind of things you've been doing this week?
Well, on Monday, really just preparing for the feel of state. We did some speed stuff because it's going to go out really hard and really fast. So we try to get some good speed into practice lung hurt, the pain in your lungs, not your legs, because when you go out so fast and so hard, you'll feel it mostly in your endurance rather than your muscles. We're just going to get the feel for that and really just developing a race strategy. Can't say too much about that because, you know, we got a race coming up.
Exactly.
But, we're just getting the feel for it and getting prepared.
Kind of taking a step back, you know, obviously you still have one more meet to go, but kind of looking back over the overall season, what are kind of some of your favorite memories that you can look back on moving forward?
Wow, I mean, it's just absolutely insane how my senior year is next year and high school's just blown by so fast, but absolutely the Decorah trip. Made some very good memories there, staying up till 1 a.m.
Coaches didn't hear that part, right?
Nope, not at all. I mean, eating the rotisserie chicken at the side of Cub Foods, just the long runs, chatting with the boys, just having fun. I mean, messing around and completing the workouts and pushing yourself is just the spirit of cross country and just having that great team aspect.
And obviously you went to state last year, you weren't able actually to compete in it. What were kind of some of your goals going into this season and which ones were you able to complete?
Well, I mean, state, that was that was the goal. I mean, did it once, got to do it again. And I overcame a little roadblock in that because we moved sections. We got into AAA, which is the highest section in Minnesota, and we started facing much, much, much faster teams. Mm-hmm. And the qualifying spots got smaller. We went from 10 spots to 6, so a smaller window of spots to actually make it in. And, kind of met that full on. I'm like, oh, that's a challenge. I mean, got to get that top 6 then. And I would have loved a PR, hit that in 2 years, but I came 3 seconds close. Race conditions were not ideal at all this year. We had only one or two races that were PR worthy, just good enough weather for it to happen, but that can be next year's goal, chase down that PR.
There you go. And then kind of talking a little bit about the girls' side, Callie, who wasn't able to join us today, she also qualified for state. She took 4th overall. You've been training with her over the last few days. What have you guys kind of been talking about? What have you kind of seen from her over these last few days?
The ability to push herself is just absolutely incredible. I mean, she probably gets that from her wrestling, which she is very, very talented at. But of course, cross country is her number one prime, right?
Yeah, I hope so. You got a date on Saturday. So.
Yeah, she's definitely not at wrestling practice right now.
No, but, definitely not.
But I mean, her work ethic is incredible. I mean, this is her first year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sections were her 8th race ever, and she got 4th overall as an 8th grader. This new to cross country was just something I could never even dream of.
It's unfair. Some of us have been trying to do that for 6 years, and we're not able to do it. And then she comes out here, year one, no running experience, and makes it look easy.
Yeah, she's just a natural athlete. I mean,
it's unreal.
It's incredible.
I'm jealous. 6 years of running, and I got 3 seconds short, and that time would have got me to state every other year except for that year.
Yep.
Love it. Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. But kind of, again, talking about the girls a little bit, they won the conference meet this year. They took fourth at the section meet, took leaps and bounds. But about three-fourths of their team are middle schoolers. Let's talk about that a little bit, how crazy that is. We have two seniors on the varsity squad on the girls' side, Clara and Adriana, and they're both leaving next year, but the rest of the team is underclassmen.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just going to pick their spots right up. I mean, our girls' team is just so strong at so young, and if they can maintain that for, what, four or five more years, when they get to be seniors, we'll have an elite team. I mean, in our top seven, we have, what, 3 or 4 seventh or eighth graders?
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's without Anna Forward, who was our number two last year. Mm-hmm. She's out and she's injured, but...
And Nicole Thiebreth graduating last year.
I know. Yeah, I mean, Nicole said it perfectly at our live show on Saturday, was that at the start of the year, I mean, we had almost nothing.
Right. Me, Clara, Mac, and Will talked about the depth chart and going into the season, and we're like, who's going to step up? Because obviously we didn't know any of the seventh or eighth graders yet because they weren't on the team the year before. And we're like, okay, what are we going to do? You know, fill in the blanks. All of a sudden, here we are winning the conference and taking fourth at sections.
I know. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we had our number one state qualifier graduate. We had our number two state qualifier injured. And no one after that. And then here we are. I mean, it's just insane how much, like, the team aspect has just grown. And they were all able to just push themselves and just achieve conference champs. I mean,
unreal.
That's crazy.
Unreal. They'll have that for the rest of their lives and the rest of their cross-country career. So that's pretty awesome.
For sure.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you, Nathan. Thank you for coming in today, and good luck at state, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. You may have heard we now have Southern Minnesota's newest LASIK Center, a fixed laser site at our Faribault location with the latest technology available. But it isn't just technology that makes...
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello there.
What's happening? Anything?
Hanging out at the state meet.
Cool.
Walking through the bushes.
All righty. We got some commercials, and then we'll come live to you.
All right. Sounds
good. Thank you.
Mutual Insurance, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. So for homeowners, auto, or farm combination package quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by your name, not your policy number. And that's Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Attention Northfield Pharmacy patients. Following the recent sale, all Northfield Pharmacy patients have been transferred to Walgreens. It's your health and your choice on where you fill your prescriptions. Sterling Pharmacy offers the same great service you've been used to at Northfield Pharmacy, and we're only 900 feet from your old pharmacy. Call Sterling at 507-645-4455 or visit us at yoursterlingpharmacy.com to transfer your prescriptions today. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. 19 in front of 10. We've got plenty of sunshine today and 67 for your high. It is absolutely a gorgeous day out there today, and it'll continue tomorrow as well. It'll cool off to around 44 tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine and a high near 65. I don't know if you knew this or not, but in 1883, the New York Athletic Club organized the first American cross-country championship race ever, all the way back to 1883, bringing us to 2021, which is the state cross-country meet going on at St. Olaf College. And A.J. Reister joins us live from the college. A.J., good morning. What's going on out there?
Hey, Jimmy. It's a beautiful day here today for some cross-country. We got a little bit of wind, which kind of cools it off. It's about 50 right now, so the wind really helps out bringing the temperature down a little bit, which is ideal for running.
I'll bet it is. But by the time... So give us a recap. We've got Callie today, and we've got Nathan. So how do they do this state meet? Is it the guys first, then the gals first? How's that work?
Yeah, so Nathan actually already ran this morning. He ran at 9:30. He got 99th place, so he placed top 100 in the state of Minnesota. He ran about a 17:10, which isn't quite what he wanted, but it's not bad for a pretty slow course. And Callie's actually running right now. I'm standing at the finish, kind of waiting for her. She's in the woods right now, about to hit her second mile. But yeah.
So she's
how it works.
so Nathan, yeah, 17:10, not too bad. He I think his best was just about 17. I know he's hoping to break 17 today, but you know, still 99th place in the state. That's just getting to state period is an accomplishment, but then to place in the top 100 has got to feel pretty good. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all?
I did. He said he felt, especially in just the state meet and AAA, so we're in the hardest section of the state of Minnesota. He said they went out pretty hard, so he was hurting throughout the entirety of the race just because they went out so hard. And he tapered for the section meet so we could get here. So he's been about a week out of taper, so he's very much rested. So it might have caused him to kind of be in a little bit more pain than maybe he wanted to for this race. But he said overall he's just happy to be here, happy that he's able to run it, and most definitely happy that he got top 100 in the state.
Yeah, and I know Nicole Porritt, the head coach, had said last week when we had him on the program that was the one thing that they needed to train for, is because he does well with kind of going out at a slower pace and then gaining at the end. And I know that they did talk about that is something that they were trying to, you know, avoid going out too hard, too fast, and because they realized that is actually kind of a deficit for them. So, but hey, congratulations to Nathan. That's awesome. Good to know. So you said she has started her second mile, Callie has?
Yeah, so I was able to watch the beginning, and then they kind of go up into the woods. So I can't actually see her or any of the runners right now because they're kind of up in the woods. So I'm standing at the finish line, kind of trying to see if I can find them coming down, but they haven't come down yet. So as of right now, they're in the woods somewhere, probably about their second mile, maybe crossed it already. Yeah, clock reads 14:55, so they're going to be coming through here pretty soon.
I would say so, because she's probably in that 17-18 range, I'm guessing.
Yeah, she's probably going to be in that low 19.
Okay.
She almost broke 19 at sections, which is amazing for a girl. I mean, that's insane. It's not too often that you see a girl, especially in eighth grade, having a chance to break 19. So
I was
it's pretty
say,
awesome that she's even gotten this far.
Eighth grade, and she's a wrestler.
Yeah.
So she was able to take some time off from wrestling today to run. That was nice of her.
Yeah, I mean, she, like, right after the section meet, she went down to Iowa to wrestle in a wrestling competition, and now she's here on this Saturday morning running the state meet.
So, how many people you think are there?
Oh, tons. There are so many people. There are definitely hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm trying to stand right in the middle of the Northfield. I'd say student section, basically just Northfield Raider team. So it's pretty awesome.
So do you have most of the cross country team there?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'd say about 75 to 80% of the team is actually here, which is awesome.
Awesome. How, is there any other like student body there as well, or is there a lot of local support?
Yeah, we saw one of our cross country alumni, Healy, she goes to St. Olaf, and she was able to come down and cheer on Nathan right after her Nordic practice. And we've seen just parents of the team come out into support. And I actually saw Petey, who was the cross country coach my seventh grade year, and then went and became, I believe, an AD in Mankato. But I saw him here today cheering on the Raiders. So that was pretty awesome to see.
And you've been running along with Nathan for the last, like you said, 5 years. So
yeah.
This has got to feel pretty good for you, too. This gives you a little tingle in your spine, don't you think?
Most definitely. He's been kind of a guy that when he started off, I was definitely faster than him, but he always wanted to chase me down, especially in the track season this last year. We really started to push each other, and to see him kind of take that next step to be able to get to the state meet has kind of been it's just made me so proud to be one of his teammates and his friends, so it's pretty awesome.
So what do we have to look forward to? Is this the last race, or is there more coming?
This is the last cross-country race. This is it for our cross-country season, and it looks like, getting a live report here, our first girl is coming through. I can't tell what team she's from, but she just ran a 17:43 to win the girls' class AAA cross-country state meet. I'll tell you when Callie crosses once she gets here.
Okay. So you say this is a AAA state meet. Is there going to be other events today?
Yeah. So right after this AAA meet, it's going to be the boys single A and then girls single A and then boys double A and girls double A later on. So there are still about four more state meets to be run here tonight.
And I see the big buses rolling in here, so it looks like some teams are rolling out of there already, and
yeah.
Still some people probably rolling back in. I know we're coming on 19 in from 35W. It was just packed, 2 miles out of town trying to get into. Looks like for people to get in.
This is a big event. There, I wouldn't be surprised if there are going to be just some random parking lots actually filled to the brim today. And it's a big event. There's tons of people here from around the state of Minnesota, so it's pretty crazy.
You got a lot of people in the background. We can hear them screaming and yelling and cheering on. I don't know if it's their teammates or what it is, but it does sound like there's a lot of excitement going on.
Yeah, I'm kind of right in the thick of it, trying to see if I can find. Oh, here comes Callie right now.
Any idea what place she might be in? AJ Reister is live.
I want to say 1920 is her time? 1920 was her time. I'll try and find a placement and text it to you.
Sounds like a plan. Well, yeah, AJ Reister, so Callie is across the finish line at the state cross country meet. AJ Reister live from the cross country meet. AJ, go cheer on your friends and whatever, and text me what place she was in. And congratulations to Nathan and Callie today. And AJ, thank you so much for joining us live today.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Roger that. And it is AJ Reister. We'll have the scores and highlights coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes right here on KYMN.
Fall into savings with cooler weather means hotter deals here at Northfield Ford Chrysler. Visit us to see the latest F-150 trucks, along with pre-owned cars and trucks available in every price range, and fall into savings. Come see the difference at Northfield Ford Chrysler. If you're ready for an extraordinary sales experience, we're ready to serve. Open 6 days a week, located on Highway 3 here in Northfield. from the Northfield Ford Chrysler team, the home of the best price guarantee, go Raiders!
At Johnson Ryland Homes, we're doing a lot of barrier-free homes lately. Some people call it age-in-place or universal design. The idea is that we build a beautiful home that meets all your needs today, but as you age and your mobility changes, that there's no steps, no stairs, no barriers in the house. The showers are recessed so that you can just roll right in. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Professional Pride Realty is Northfield's only locally owned and operated realty company. Professional Pride Realty has experienced local agents with firsthand knowledge of the ever-changing markets. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime members of the community and provide a wealth of knowledge of the local markets. They're genuine people who build genuine relationships. Whether it's time to sell your current home or looking to buy or upgrade to a new home, let Professional Pride and their accomplished team help you through the entire process from start to finish. Professional Pride Realty, providing you with good information to make good decisions.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
And welcome back to a Raider Wrap. You're listening to KYMN Radio 95.1, The One, AM 1080, and you can stream us on kymnradio.net. So if you haven't been able to join the program this morning, it's been a great, great show today. Charlie Monahan and Josh Voigt from the Raiders football team was on. Brent Yule was on. AJ Just did a live coverage of the state meet, and Kaylee has crossed the finish line with a time of 19:20, and Nathan Amundsen placed 99th this morning at the state meet over at St. Olaf, so congratulations to them. If you want to check us out, if you missed it and you want to check something out, hey, just go to kymnradio.net, click on programs, go to the Raider Wrap, and we'll have today's program up there for you, streaming live here just shortly after the program. Operation Joy calendar event. So Operation Joy, formerly known as Christmas Sharing, is the Community Action Center's program going on now to help underprivileged families enjoy the holiday season. You can register and provide donations by Friday, November 19th, and you can do that by either going to the CAC or at the website www.communityactioncenter.org. Just a reminder, they're not taking toys this year. Okay, so it's a great thought, and they appreciate it, but what they're going to do is they request cash donations so that they can be used to purchase Target gift cards and chamber bucks. That way, they can give them to the families, and they could use them at their discretion as they need it. Along with pajamas and quilts will also be handed out, lovingly made by many volunteers in the community. The historical community event has been going on for over 50 years, and they have helped over 900 children and 350 families last year alone. So anyhow, Operation Joy, formerly known as the Christmas Sharing, you want to give a little joy to somebody else, go ahead and go to communityactioncenter.org for more information and to register. 5 minutes in front of 11 o'clock, A.J. Reister gets us up to date with all the scores and highlight on the Raider scoreboard. A.J.
Welcome back to the Raider scoreboard on the Raider app on KYMN 95.1. The One. I am your host, A.J. Reister, Raider class of 2022, and we only have one game to talk about here today. It's the Raider volleyball team. They took on Rochester Mayo in the second round of the section playoffs and lost 3-2 in five sets. Mayo took the first set 25-21. Raiders tied it, taking the second set 25-18. Then Mayo took the lead back, winning the third 25-15. And in the fourth set, the Raiders were down early but came all the way back to take the fourth set 25-20 to force a fifth set. but Rochester Mayo took the fifth set 15-7 so that the Rochester Mayo Spartans could advance to the championship round of the section playoffs. And here's what Coach Tim Torstensen had to say about the game.
All right, Coach, tough loss tonight against Rochester Mayo, but they did play hard tonight. We were able to come back after going down early in the fourth set. What did you see tonight?
Yeah, just to begin with, we didn't execute the way, like I talked to you at the beginning of the match or before the match. We didn't execute the way that we had hoped we would. Again, we had a lot of errors, which we did in the previous match, but we did turn it around. It was like a blue, same as the last match. Turned it around, and then, of course, come out flat again, and then turn it around again, and I thought we had the momentum going into the fifth. But it's just consistency, and talking to my assistant, Justin, too, you know, we have two girls that have played in a section match before, and not that that's an excuse, but we have three ninth graders playing that are 14 years old, and it's just a huge experience for them. And so looking at that, hopefully that helps us going into next year. They've had this experience. But it just comes down to Mayo executed really well tonight, and we didn't. And we gave them a lot of balls that they could just attack and us, and so we were constantly on defense. And I think our block was, we were having trouble blocking a little bit tonight. We were having trouble passing. And so we were always on the defense, and that makes it hard when you're playing volleyball.
And you had a couple of seniors. This was their last game tonight. What was kind of your message to them and the rest of the team after this one?
We just told all the girls that we appreciated them fighting back and not letting down when they could have in the sets. And then we just, as I always do, tell the seniors that we're thankful that they've played for our program and they've been part of our program. They both have been a huge, great attitudes and support, and so that's what we kind of send them off with, and it's not always the easiest thing to do.
Well, thank you for your time, Coach, and I'll see you next year.
Rochester Mayo is now set to play Lakeville North in the section championship game tonight at 4 p.m., but today, for Raider Sports, the chess team has their individual tournament here today. And, of course, Nathan and Callie run in the state cross-country meet this morning. That's all we have for the Raider scoreboard. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned for more sports right here on KYMN 95.1, The One.
Thank you for joining us this morning. That's a wrap on a November 6th. Congratulations, Nathan took 99th today. Callie placed 44th in the state AAA cross-country meet this morning. She just came flying through about 10 minutes ago with a time of 19:20. And Nathan came in at 17:10 and placed 99th. So congratulations to the cross-country team. And we appreciate everyone for joining us this morning. Catch us on kymnradio.net. All of that and more coming up for you this morning. So it's time to go. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu with a little run, run, run away on KYMN 95.1, The One. We'll see you next week.